Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Melissa Enoch DeBerry with Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all individuals. My name is Melissa. It's early for me on a Saturday morning. It's 8 o'clock. I have my deep baritone voice on this morning, and that I haven't had coffee this morning. It's funny how that works. If I drink it during the show, you'll hear a difference from the beginning to the end. And so we just want to thank God this morning for allowing us to be here. We just want to thank God for letting us wake this morning. We just thank God for keeping us safe. We just want to thank God for a roof over our head. And we just want to thank God for heat. We want to thank God for family. And we want to thank God that as everything that we go through, that we know that it is for a purpose and that he continues to educate us and enlighten us and enrich us every day. Again, I'm Melissa. This morning I am home, taking a Saturday off. I propose to do so for two Saturdays out of a month as to where I was traveling and working every Saturday for about 3 or 4 years. Can't even tell you the first Saturday that I worked for those people that work on Saturday. Nothing against that. I understand that. And many would say, well, gosh, Melissa, you only work a certain number of days, so you would think you would have no problem with that. However, I do try to maintain two offices. The one in Burlington, which is 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, NC, 27215, and then the second one, which is in Charlotte, 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte, NC, 28206. I always speak about those two as sponsors because those are my for-profit programs, over my for-profit businesses. Trinity Counseling Services, I've mentioned that, and I have a wrap-up this week. There are a lot of things that are going on our Thursday broadcast. We were talking about scriptures about war. You are welcome to call in 347-945-5924. Curiously enough, this week, unfortunately for Paris, we're under an attack. They haven't said by whom, but they have said that there are 127 who are dead. Many were held hostage and killed inside of a concert hall. And then there were others that I think there were bombings or shootings in a couple of other places, and I'm not sure. I've been following that. Obama has spoken, our President Obama has spoken out about Paris and how it's an attack against humanity. And it says in Matthew 24:6, since you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, see that you are not alarmed, for this must take place. But the end is not yet. So there are wars, and there will be more wars, but we must maintain calmness. There is no emotion in strategy. I was talking to my cousin on last night, and she's young, in college, and she asked me, have I ever looked up individuals or followed individuals either on these social media sites, Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat, and I'm not committed to any of those, like the Instagram, Twitters. I'm not committed to any of those. And she's like, you know, she had lurked. That's the word that she used on that site. So she made herself mad. I says, you don't get angry when you find things or you see things that don't make sense, or you see things that anger you or upset you. You don't put any type of emotion into it. You just receive it as information and then you move on. And that was just the gist of what I shared with her. But, you know, in war there is no emotion. You would think that in war people have an emotional investment in the war, but I don't know that that's the war part of it is behavioral. The thought processes that generally go into war is it says in James, it says, looking at openbible.information, what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? Since you desire and you do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. On Thursday, you know, we've already identified that, and if you believe in the Bible, I believe that there is a mentioning of the same information in the Quran. I never really read the book of Judaism, but I think that they use the Old Testament, and that's it. So, and then there are some mentionings of that, of all of those wars, and many, many were caused. Cain warred against Abel, because Abel presented a better sacrifice. The two brothers, I always get those mixed up, they warred against each other because one deceived, Jacob deceived, and stole his brother's birthright. And then it goes on and on and on. You had even with Joseph and his brothers, his father made over him and gave him nice coats and saying what he was going to be, and didn't help any for him to tell his brothers that he was going to be ruler over them at some point. And people kind of know the station of life that you're going to be in. As a counselor, basically Erickson's 8 Stages of Personality Development says that by the time you get to be about 4 years old, you pretty much know where you're going to be. And you know that because you've gone through the first 3 stages, and by the time, the first 2 stages or 3 stages, and by the time you get to the age of 4, you've already learned basically your communication foundation is already set, whether you trust or believe, whether you're an optimist or a pessimist, and whether you believe in yourself or you don't. That's pretty much already determined by the time you're 4. So for those who may not have parents that they were able to trust in, or faith or belief they're able to trust in for whatever reason, or may not feel confident simply because they were doubted, then they're going to be at a disadvantage, and they're going to want what other individuals have, which is that confidence, which is that ability. So you can tell the difference between four-year-olds who feel good about themselves and 4-year-olds who don't. You know, on last night we went to my cousin's birthday party, and she's 6, and my daughters are 5 and 6, and this kid's bowling, which is very interesting in itself. And I'm just observing. My children have been bowling because I am grateful for them and being able to do things with them young. And they've had some experiences, and I do try to, whenever they do anything, no matter what, I do try to encourage them. It's weird, it's strange, whatever it is that they're doing, if it's climbing some steps, you can do it. And I'm older now with younger kids, and I'm seeing the importance of just encouragement. And so, and I noticed, and it was almost like a social experiment, because we had a team of 3, my 2 daughters and a bigger girl, and their score, and they finished their rack or their game fairly quickly, and then there was another team of 4. And there was a clear distinction between where we were, you know, encouraging our side versus on the other side. And then I noticed that my little cousin, of whose birthday it was, when she got the support of her mother, father, and her sister, and her 2 brothers, who are older, when she lent the support to her and gave her all the encouragement, not for nothing, and helped her and coached her along, she began to score, and gratefully she ended up with this high score. And I don't know if anybody else noticed that or not, but even with the other kids, you know, when we began to yell for them and chant for them, you know, they began to extend themselves even further. And when you desire something and you don't have it, you try to take it. You're jealous. That's a spirit. And that's emotion. But there's really no emotion in the whole act of war. It's the emotions that are embedded that cause it. Also, it says that the weapons of our warfare are not of flesh. So we can fight against these things. I think we said also Thursday that any of the thoughts that we have or emotions that we feel, we bring those under subjection. And it has the ability to destroy strongholds, which this lesson can go on and on. And this lesson is leading to the formation of a book that is yet to be titled. As I watch individuals, not just, and I get easily distracted because I see a lot of things that go on, but, you know, as I've observed individuals, and including myself, there's something that happens. I narrowed it down to about the age of 14, where people are transitioning 14 to 21. 14 to 21, if you do the 7 of the timeline, one day I may do a visual demonstration of that, but from age 0 to 7, so you have several stages that are encountered in the first, say, quarter, not even a quarter, but in the first 7 years of your life, and then from the age of 7 to 14, you kind of act those things out and see what those things are and test those things, test your family, test yourself, test your confidence. When you get 14 to 21, it's like you got to go ahead and do it. When you get there, that is another transition that individuals that go through. And as they're transitioning, if they're uncomfortable or have become uncomfortable from their youth, then you're going to seek out what's going to make you comfortable. You want to be able to have your needs fulfilled as far as just basic things, you know, being able to eat. It's no wonder that young people go through identity crises and eating disorders and all those things, young, that they're not happy or sure about their bodies. There's no wonder that individuals begin to experiment with drugs and alcohol, because if you're not uncomfortable with yourself or uncomfortable with your station of life, then you're going to do what's going to make you comfortable. And if it makes you comfortable by participating in these type of activities with individuals, then you're going to do that. And so then when you get to 14 or 21, you begin to have these experiments. Well, you begin to change your brain along with your body changes. And then if you commit to doing these things because it's been successful, then you don't realize the depth of what is going to happen. So in the last few minutes, this is why we want to continue to look at, and when there are wars that are both in the physical world and mentally and spiritually, emotionally, figure out what we can do. We have God, and we just want to thank God for his wisdom, his knowledge, and his instruction. We thank God for his word. We just thank God right now that he comes into our life and allows us to be able to listen and learn and read his word and utilize our experiences and our circumstances and our situations to develop a strategy to walk into what has already been won for us. And we just pray that as we go forth today, that all those who are traveling to be saved, those who are at the office, that they will take care of things that they need to take care of. We just pray, God, that you can allow our day to be good and just to bless us for the end of our week and for the beginning of our next week. You all are welcome to call 336-675-0075 or 704-333-2446 or email at melissatrinitycounseling@gmail.com. And we wish everyone, and we just thank God. God bless.